When Paul Simon collaborated with African musicians on his 1986 album Graceland, he was showcasing sounds that seemed strange to many American ears. Other musicians, including Peter Gabriel and Ry Cooder, had similar collaborations in the 1980s and 90s, and today a new generation of American musicians is creating homegrown rock music with a West African twist. Reviewer Banning Air sees a trend in three CDs out this year.
Singer-songwriter Marcus James has long traveled to West Africa to compose and record his bluesy songs with local musicians there. After all, blues and rock's African pioneers mostly trace their heritage to the region we now call Senegal, Gambia, and Mali.
What do I know? Do I care?
Marcus James's fifth CD, Snakeskin Violin, treats American and West African roots music as one seamless continuum. For James, to fill out a blues vamp with a Savannah Hunter's harp or a desert calabash rhythm comes as naturally as quoting a John Lee Hooker riff. And after nearly 15 years of refining his approach, James is now getting airplay in places like Lafayette, Louisiana and Austin, Texas.
Are you satisfied? Are you satisfied? Go the siren song. Come on down to Babylon.
Marcus James is a pioneer in reconnecting blues with its deep African DNA, but he's not alone anymore. While James was making his trips to Mali, a musician from Senegal, Gelel Kumba, settled in Oxford, Mississippi, where he co-founded a band called Afrosippy. Starting from the African side of the equation, Kumba finds common ground with American schooled and North Mississippi blues. This is the opening track from Afrosippy's second CD, Alliance. Afrosippy and Marcus James arrived at their Africanized rock formulations after years of experience in more established genres. Meanwhile, five 20-something guys in Asheville, North Carolina, came out of the gate in 2005 as Tubob Crew, Tubob being a West African term for a white person. Most of the players in Tubob Crew have studied music in West Africa, internalizing rhythms, repertoire, melodic language, and even instrumental techniques. Their amped-up take on the music rarely includes any vocals, and it's making big waves on the jam band circuit. Here's Tubob Crew's version of the Malian classic Kaira from their brand new CD, Live at the Orange Peel. The gyrating fans at Tubob Crew's packed shows probably don't spend much time pondering the Atlantic slave trade and how it infused African ideas into the incubator of American music. That's just the point. Marcus James, Afrosippy, and Tubob Crew are not part of a world music trend, but rather the ongoing emergence of Africa in American mainstream culture. They're cousins of out-and-out pop bands like Vampire Weekend, East African rockers Extra Golden, and other young groups that blend African and American idioms. Using music rather than words, these artists are showing us who we really are. And after all these years, it seems we're ready to listen.
Banning Air is senior editor at Afropop.org. He discussed Snakeskin Violin by Marcus James, Alliance by Afrisippi, and Live at the Orange Peel by Two Bob Crew. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.